Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Saturday, the 19th of July, 2025. Today's topic is the time of the promise. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 7, verses 17 through 35. Verse 17. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt, till another king arose, which knew not Joseph. The same dealt subtilly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers, so that they cast out their young children, to the end they might not live. In which time Moses was born, and was exceeding fair, and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up, and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. Verse 23. And when he was full 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended him, and avenged him that was oppressed, and smote the Egyptian. For he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. And the next day he showed himself unto them as they strove, and would have set them at one again, saying, Sirs, ye are brethren, why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong thrust him away, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Wilt thou kill me, as thou didst the Egyptian yesterday? Verse 29. Then fled Moses at this saying, and was a stranger in the land of Madian, where he begat 2 sons. And when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. When Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to behold it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled, and durst not behold. Then said the Lord to him, Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. Verse 35. This Moses whom they refused, saying, Who made thee a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. Key verse, Acts chapter 7 verse 17. But when the time of the promise drew nigh, which God had sworn to Abraham, the people grew and multiplied in Egypt. Booker T. Washington recalls a story of an ex-slave from Virginia, who had made a contract with his master before the Emancipation Proclamation, agreeing to buy himself by paying off his debt over time. Despite being freed by the proclamation, the ex-slave felt obligated to honor his agreement with his former master. He eventually paid off his debt, even though he was not legally bound to do so, as a matter of personal integrity and commitment. This act of fulfilling his promise was important to him, as he believed he could not truly enjoy his freedom until he had settled his debt. The ex-slave's story exemplifies a strong sense of honor and integrity, showing the importance of keeping one's word and honoring commitments, even in the face of adversity and changing circumstances. Our passage forms part of Stephen's defense before the Sanhedrin, on the false accusation leveled against him, bordering on blasphemy against God, the temple, and the Mosaic law. His preaching had offended the synagogue of the Libertines, Jews who had been taken captive by the Romans in war, and later set free and possibly had a separate synagogue in Jerusalem. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Acts chapter 6 verses 10 and 12. They summoned him before the Jewish council. Stephen thus began his speech by tracing the historical relationship which existed between God and Abraham. Verses 1 through 8, Joseph. Verses 9 through 19, Moses. Verses 20 through 44, and David. Verses 45 through 47. Notably, narrating how God used Moses to deliver the Israelites, which forms the main thrust of our discourse, Stephen opined that the deliverance occurred when God needed to fulfill his promise to Abraham. This gives a clear testimony of God's faithfulness and sovereignty. He honors his word more than his name. It means that despite the continued failures of his chosen people and the changing events in the world, God was working out his plan for his people. Therefore, when faced with challenges, we should also remember his promises of deliverance, salvation, prosperity, etc. Thought for the day. God does not act late. He acts at the right time. The Bible in 1 year, read by Alexander Skirby. 1 Chronicles chapter 24 to 25.
Chapter 24. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father and had no children. Therefore Eleazar and Ithamar executed the priest's office. And David distributed them, both Zadok of the sons of Eleazar and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their offices in their service. And there were more chief men found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Ithamar, and thus were they divided. Among the sons of Eleazar there were 16 chief men of the house of their fathers, and 8 among the sons of Ithamar according to the house of their fathers. Thus were they divided by lot, one sort with another. For the governors of the sanctuary and governors of the house of God were of the sons of Eleazar and of the sons of Ithamar. And Shemaiah the son of Nethaneel the scribe, one of the Levites, wrote them before the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest and Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and before the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites. One principal household being taken for Eleazar, and one taken for Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Mijamin, the seventh to Hakaz, the eighth to Abijah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Jakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Deshebeab, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Aphses, the 19th to Pethahiah, the 20th to Jehezekel, the 1 and 20th to Jakin, the 2 and 20th to Gemel, the 3 and 20th to Deliah, the 4 and 20th to Maaziah. These were the orderings of them in their service, to come into the house of the Lord according to their manner, under Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi were these: of the sons of Amram, Shubael; of the sons of Shubael, Jediah. Concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Ishiah. Of the Izharites, Shalomoth; of the sons of Shalomoth, Jahath. And the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth. Of the sons of Uzziel, Micah; of the sons of Micah, Shamer. The brother of Micah was Ishiah. Of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mahlai and Mushai. The sons of Jaaziah, Beno. The sons of Merari by Jaaziah, Beno and Shoham and Zachar and Ibri. Of Mahlai came Eleazar, who had no sons. Concerning Kish, The son of Kish was Jeramu. The sons also of Mushai, Malai, and Eda, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites, after the house of their fathers. These likewise cast lots over against their brethren, the sons of Aaron, in the presence of David the king, and Zadok, and Ahimelech, and the chief of the fathers of the priests and Levites, even the principal fathers, over against their younger brethren. Chapter 25. Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to the service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psalteries, and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zachar and Joseph and Nethaniah and Asarela, the sons of Asaph under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Jeduthun, the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah and Zerai and Jeshiah, Hashabiah and Mattathiah, six under the hands of their father Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bakiah, Mattaniah, Uzziel, Shebuel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidaltai, and Romamtaiza, Joshbekasha, Melothai, Hotha, and Mahazioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the hands of their father for song in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, psalteries, and harps for the service of the house of God, according to the king's order to Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman. So the number of them with their brethren that were instructed in the songs of the Lord, even all that were cunning, was 288. And they cast lots, ward against ward, as well the small as the great, the teacher as the scholar. Now the first lot came forth for Asaph to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, who with his brethren and sons were 12, the third to Zachar, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the fourth to Izri, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the fifth to Nethaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the sixth to Bakiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the seventh to Jesharela, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the eighth to Jeshiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the ninth to Mattaniah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the tenth to Shimei, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 11th to Azariel, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 12th to Hashabiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 13th to Shubael, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 14th to Mattithiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 15th to Jeremoth, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 16th to Hananiah, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 17th to Joshbekasha, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 18th to Hanani, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 19th to Malothai, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 20th to Eliatha, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 21st to Hotha, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 22nd to Gedaltai, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 23rd to Mahazioth, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12, the 24th to Romamtaiza, he, his sons, and his brethren were 12.
For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.